Last month, after Hoboken's mayor claimed the Christie administration had withheld Sandy aid because she didn't support a redevelopment project, the governor's office fought back. In a series of press releases, they said Hoboken had asked for more than its fair share. They said funding was limited, and they argued that other communities were hit harder by the storm. But now an investigation by WNYC and New Jersey Spotlight's Scott Gurian has found that Hoboken's mayor was right. The city was shortchanged.
When Sandy's floodwaters rushed into densely populated Hoboken, more than 85% of the city was plunged into darkness. At the Marion Towers senior housing complex, it was a scene of chaos, with backup generators running on empty, and only the building's superintendent to help 150 residents. Tony Sciarra was one of dozens milling about the lobby.
Well, it's pretty bad. You know, there's no elevators. We have no power, we have no heat, and there's a lot of elderly people in the building that really need help.
At several of the city's fire stations, generators failed after taking on water, so firefighters had no way to recharge their equipment. Also, Fire Chief Richard Blome says his entire communication system stopped working.
Our repeater system looks down on the rest of Hoboken. Well, when the power went out, their backup generator was supposed to kick in, and it did not. All of my fire companies were out, and I had no way of communicating with them.
City officials couldn't communicate either, so they resorted to posting handwritten messages on bulletin boards around the city. All this was a transformative moment for Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer. As she said in her State of the City address a few months later, these concerns would become a driving force of her administration.
Hurricane Sandy caused massive damage from flooding, but it also highlighted the vulnerabilities in our power system. So in addition to planning to protect the city from flooding, we are also preparing the city to be more resilient during power outages.
When the Christie administration announced early last year that it was accepting applications through the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program for towns and cities to reduce their vulnerabilities to future storms, Hoboken jumped at the chance. It submitted a $1.7 million application to purchase 12 generators at critical locations, including police and fire departments, the ambulance squad, and the city hall. In October, Hoboken heard back from the state that it would receive just $142,000 through that program. Speaking with WNYC early last month, Mayor Zimmer wondered whether Hoboken had been shortchanged because she didn't endorse Governor Christie's reelection.
Yeah, you know, I know the shore is very important, but, you know, Hoboken is kind of the urban jewel of New Jersey, and we had a lot of damage.
Days later, Zimmer came forward with her allegation that senior members of the Christie administration had threatened withholding Sandy aid if she didn't support a redevelopment project favored by the governor. Those charges are now under investigation by the federal prosecutor and the FBI. Governor Christie's storm czar, Mark Ferzan, held a hastily called phone conference to deny the claim that politics played any role in the distribution of Sandy aid.
There's some suggestion out there that Hoboken has not received grant funding that other communities have.
In fact, he said the city had received nearly $70 million in recovery and rebuilding aid. But much of that aid went to individuals and was distributed by the federal government rather than the state. Ferzan also said there simply isn't enough money to approve every request.
I'm scratching my head a little bit about, you know, any community that's getting the short end of the stick, other than to say that I understand we've got very limited resources at our disposal to date.
That's because the state got $250 million in requests for generators, but only had $25 million to go around. To decide who would get help, officials created a complex ranking process where applicants like Hoboken were given points for a variety of factors. The group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility obtained a copy of the internal score sheet that was used and shared it with WNYC. Mark Moriello, a former commissioner at the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, has scored these sorts of grant proposals for many years, and he reviewed it for us. He says the way the state ranked the applications was convoluted and involved many different and unorthodox calculations that made the results illogical at best and subject to manipulation.
It just seems to me that this thing by nature creates a lot of opportunity to really make funding decisions that might not be in the best interest of the state when you look at it as a whole, one community over another.
WNYC analyzed the state's score sheet and found dozens of errors and irregularities. For example, tiny towns like Mount Arlington and Old Tappan were awarded the same amount as Hoboken, even though the rankings are supposed to award points for density, population, and disaster history. Nutley and Morristown received hundreds of thousands of dollars more than they should have, according to the state's own rules. Meanwhile, Belmar and Atlantic City, which have long histories of flooding, didn't get any money at all. Moriello says the ranking factors seem pretty straightforward on their surface, but the process overall would have been easy to tamper with.
And obviously, the more of these columns you have, the more opportunities you have to check off a box and add weight or points to a certain proposal.
Even if you accept the state's scoring methodology, in many cases, the math is simply wrong. In Hoboken's case, we did the scoring ourselves based on the state's own rules. We found the city should have received $681,000, or possibly up to $840,000, according to the methodology used, rather than the $142,000 it was originally awarded.
While you raise some questions about what you think could be problems with the process, we're still in the process.
Department of Environmental Protection spokesman Larry Raganese says state officials may have made some mistakes in their scoring, but that it's wrong to raise questions at this point, since he claims they're still in the midst of their work.
You're trying to do a critical analysis of a program and funding that's going out to towns on energy resiliency when it hasn't been completed. So I don't know how you would do that.
Although no money has actually gone out yet, state officials told towns how much they'll receive back in the fall, and several even sent out press releases announcing the decisions. Towns have also already submitted detailed plans for how they'll spend the money, and many say they understood the decisions to be final. Hoboken officials are convinced they were shortchanged. A spokesman for the city released a statement in response to our findings. "This investigation adds to the growing body of evidence," he said, "that the Christie administration's process of distributing Sandy funds has been flawed, politicized, and subject to abuse." For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.